Hi, this is Don Fleckinger, executive editor at SearchContentManagement.com, and I'm here with...
This is Jesse Skardina, news writer for SearchContentManagement.com. Don, we are here at the Intercontinental Hotel in sunny Boston.
Yes, we are on site at the Acquia Engage user conference. We have 700 Acquia users, and for people who aren't familiar with Acquia, it is a commercialized instance of Drupal, sort of like Red. Linux is open source, right?
Just like Drupal is.
Right, but Red Hat is sort of a way that commercial companies can buy it and have reliable support and tech help and problem solving, and sort of a commercialized instance of this open source thing. Acquia is that.
And I believe the founder actually used the Red Hat to Linux comparison in the opening keynote yesterday, saying that we are to Drupal as to what Red Hat is to Linux. I know you used that in the office the other day, but I think that's exactly what Acquia saw. I believe they said that they're just celebrated their 10-year anniversary, and they were built specifically to work with the Drupal system.
Yeah, and sort of to extend the Red Hat metaphor way too far, it would be like having, you know, Linus Torvalds, who wrote Linux, as the head of Red Hat, because he was a founder of Drupal, the original open source project.
Dries, that's right, he was, yes. And there's been a lot of pretty good news at the conference these last couple of days. There's been some good sessions. To start off, Don, start off with a couple of the things that you've seen that you think are noteworthy.
Well, they're definitely trying to take content repositories and make them headless and more responsive to mobile devices and things like that, and also sort of more useful, figuring out in context what a user, and in most of the hypotheticals we've been seeing here, it's been customers of a company using content for different things. So some of the cool demos we've seen showed somebody, oh, I am hosting a barbecue tonight, I need to go to the grocery store, but I don't even know what recipes to make. And so a Drupal backend is serving her up some, hey, you like these recipes? Great. Shall I make you a grocery list? Yes. And then even another app maps where these things are in a particular store. And granted, it's one use case, and it's all very perfectly integrated with Drupal. And it probably will never happen like this end-to-end in real life, but it is a very strong showing of what content management systems can do for customers of businesses.
You're right. These are no longer kind of these static, standalone content management systems. They are interactive. They are meant to work on a desktop, on a tablet, on a phone, seamlessly from one interaction to the other. And that's what a lot of the Acquia customers who are here putting on sessions are also talking about. One of the ones I went to on the first day was around Planet Fitness and how they are trying to upgrade their website to work better in the now five countries that they have gyms and all of the franchisees that run the specific gyms, and comparing that to their old website, which to their credit, they are still using because they have delayed their new website due to some challenges, which was refreshing to see in a demo session, see these challenges actually being played out in real time, I think was useful for the attendees. But they really want a more interactive, user-friendly website, and they showed the current one now that is stagnant. It doesn't have any interaction. It doesn't have any engagement. It's not mobile friendly. You log on mobile, it's the same exact page that you need to zoom in and scroll around. The new content management systems, like the demo that you just talked about, really show the capabilities that these systems have now, and it's useful for some customers.
Yeah, and this morning I sat in on an Acquia Labs presentation, which sort of showing technology that's under development or use cases for the next few years. And one of the comments that really stuck with me was that, you know, when you do this omnichannel strategy to meet your customers on you know, whether it's a chatbot or Amazon Echo or social media or their phone or their tablet or their desktop, the content has to be channel agnostic.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a real, where you say the Planet Fitness site isn't necessarily yet mobile friendly, it's this Acquia Labs presentation made the case that it should be everything friendly,
true.
And then it'll figure out what channel later, you know, and how to render it for that channel and be agnostic.
And one of the other things that's been brought up on many keynotes and sessions, one of the ones I tuned into this morning, with all these different platforms, all these different systems, all these different tools that people are using, digital asset management is becoming a more important thing. It's been around since before I was around, I believe. not to age myself at all, but it definitely has a rise again, because the managing your digital assets, like you said, not only between the different screens with the tablets, the desktops, the phones, like you said, between the Apple Watches, the Echoes, the Google Homes, all these different devices that people interact with, companies want to be in those systems for those interactions.
Yeah, that's really funny. When I first started in trade journalism in the early 90s, that was a thing, digital asset management, because publishing companies didn't know what to do with all these digital pictures and videos they had for different interactive projects. That was like before the web, so they created these platforms called digital asset managers. And then the internet came, when like sort of all the internet was a damn platform, but they sort of became obsolete. And now that is one of the hot new things that's debuting here at Acquia Engage, the Acquia DAM platform. And it's like, what is this? 1994? Anyway, but it's, I see the point.
And the reason that DAM, digital asset management, is back in the forefront, and that all these customers are worried about their web content system or their content management, is because of us, because of consumers. Consumers expect, at least I know I do, we expect the same experience from one tool to the other, from one device to the other, and it's a lot for companies to keep up with. I have a couple quotes from one was from the vice president of IT for Johnson & Johnson, who opened up the first keynote on the first day. He said, "Not being consumer centric is the biggest threat to any business."
The other thing he said that stuck with me too, right after that, was talking about their website updates and their content platform updates. And he said, "We've gotten it down so you can get something on your phone rendered in 3 seconds. And that's a great improvement for us. But our data shows that people can process what they read on their phone in 1 second.
Right.
So we just did this upgrade, and it's obsolete already. We got to do better than that."
Yeah. And this morning there was a... Eric Black, I believe his name was, he's a CTO for NBC Sports. And he spoke about, you know, the need of the company to address for customers of live streaming events and how you do that to scale when you're trying to live stream something like the Super Bowl that's watched by hundreds of millions of people around the world, or something like the Olympics where you have for 17 days straight, you have events that need streaming, you have people not logging on, you have zero people logging on, and then 30 minutes before, millions of people will rush into your web content management system to stream something. And one of the attendees asked Eric if they ever experienced any challenges during these large events. And he said something that was interesting too, that during the Rio Olympics in 2016, he said, "We had plenty of video problems during Rio that nobody here would ever know about." And he stressed the importance of having those backup systems in place, especially when it's something customer-focused, to keep it going if your main system fails, and then to go back afterwards and address that problem then, rather than trying to do it in real time. Because, again, back to the customer-centric view of this, if a customer nowadays gets interrupted, I know if I have a live stream that's buffering, and if it buffers three or four times in a couple minutes. I'm either reloading the page, I'm trying to find a new live stream for it, I'm looking at different options to make my experience better. And that's what companies are most concerned with now, is making the customer experience as good as it can be.
Well, so what are you going to be writing about from the Akron Engage conference?
Posting later this week will be a story. I previewed it a couple minutes ago about Planet Fitness and the challenges of setting up a modern day interactive website. They spoke in great detail, and I appreciate them being so open about the challenges that they've had with their old website, which I should say came out in 2014. So only three years ago, and they already realized. I believe the tech executive who was there, I forget his name, he said that the website was dead on arrival, really. And they realized that they needed to upgrade it. And just going through that process is what I wrote about, and the need to work with translation vendors, because they have gyms in Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and going to be opening ones in Panama. So now you need different translations so your audiences in different markets can actually interact with your website. They talk about the cosmetics of the current website and needing to upgrade those, but really just make it more engaging for your visitors. And obviously the mobility of it. He said that most of the traffic right now today is driven through mobile, and yet their website is a static desktop website. So that's the main story I'll be writing about. I'm sure we'll have some other stories after we go through our notes here as well, but tune into searchcontentmanagement.com for that story.
Yeah, and I'll be writing about our favorite topics on the CRM side, AI and chatbots. And it's very interesting, the content management perspective on that, what they bring to the table. There are plenty of marketing people here who also frequent our CRM shows at Salesforce. Also, I'm going to be, I did a very fascinating, at least to me, interview with the state of Massachusetts chief digital officer, who is in charge of a massive remake of the mass.gov site, and sort of got into it with her about some of the trials and tribulations of having a much lower budget than some of the companies we write case studies about. Anyway, but hey, until next time, Jesse, this has been a fun pipeline.
Yes, it has. Thanks again, Don.